I'm speaking today with Becky Wiedenhafe, who is social media administrator for Frontier FS Cooperative, which is based in Jefferson, Wisconsin, right between Madison and Milwaukee. Now, Becky, your co-op has really jumped into the social media waters as a way to communicate with your patrons and reach out to others. Can you tell me a little bit first about what Frontier Co-op is doing with social media?
Well, we started actually, the first platform that we chose to work with was Facebook. Because of the high level of usage out in the community, we thought that would be the best place to start. So we started by setting up our Facebook page, and we're just using that platform to touch base with patrons and staff as well. It kind of helps build stronger relationships and trust and a feeling of community. We kind of select content based on what's relevant and appropriate and interesting to our audience. I think a good mix of content is important to keep people engaged. Some of our crop specialists have actually kind of branched off too into Twitter a little bit. One of our area seed sales leaders, Ben Huber, he actually, we have his Twitter account connected to our Facebook account. So in some of those prime seasons where things can be affecting crops, his posts are also appearing on our Facebook page.
What kind of feedback do you get from your patrons, like on your Facebook page? Do you get a lot of people leaving comments and that kind of thing?
We get some comments. We probably get more likes than we do comments. We've heard a lot out in the community and at different events that people are checking in. The neat thing, too, is there's a lot of statistics available with Facebook. Once you have over 25 fans, so to speak, you can see a lot of statistics to see who's checking in. And we actually have a broader range of a broader audience than even what our likes would indicate. Those are some neat tools to see who you're actually reaching.
What are some of the other advantages that you've seen in using Facebook specifically with communicating with your patrons?
I really think that Facebook and other social media platforms just offer the opportunity to encourage conversation and engage on a more personal level. It really puts a human face to our business. It's helped, I feel, to grow customer loyalty. It allows us to listen to some customer feedback, deliver useful information, and share industry news as well. I think it also can help reduce some of the feelings of rural isolation that might go on in rural communities, bridging the gap between consumers and producers to kind of, we do have fans that aren't actually in the agricultural business, and it can help educate those consumers on what's going on the farm. And also it helps plant seeds for new sales and kind of grow our patron base. So there's just so much that can be achieved through social media.
Are you sharing photos and videos as well on Facebook?
Absolutely. We also encourage our audience to share photos and videos. We have our Facebook page set up so that they can post those, and we do have people do that at harvest time or planting time. We've had videos that get posted. We also do staff spotlights, which are really cool to kind of help, again, with that human face. I share company newsletters on there, GrowMark information. We do questions and polls, which are really popular. We usually get a lot of response with those because people always like to answer questions and take polls. So there's just so much that we do.
So how long have you had your Facebook page up?
It's just been, I want to say we launched it April of 2011, so just under a year.
Wow, and are you pretty impressed then with how much it's grown in that short period of time?
I am. It's really a fun accomplishment, and it's a fun thing to watch grow. We've got up near 190 people who have liked our page, and like I said, more that actually are checking in and viewing it. It's absolutely an amazing thing to watch grow.
Well, let's get back to the use of social media with your crop specialists. You said some of them are on Twitter as well, but what are the other things that they're doing specifically to use social media?
With crop specialists and smartphones and Facebook and Twitter apps for the smartphones, I think it's an awesome way for crop specialists to share information with growers instantly. A lot of growers, probably more than most people think, have smartphones and can check the weather and things like that right from the tractor. And if they know about your member cooperative's Facebook page, they can absolutely check in there too when they're out in their tractor and see what's going on. So I think just being able to share that information instantly, whether it's weather or yield information or crop watch kind of info, if there's diseases or other issues affecting crops in their area and those crop specialists are out in the field, they can shoot out a little message just saying, hey, this is what's going on, and watch for this. And if you have any issues, give me a call and I'll be right there. So it's a neat way for them to stay instantly connected with their growers.
Well, and you also mentioned the way that this connects people and cuts down on maybe the isolation factor. Are you feeling like just your Facebook page itself is creating a sense of community with your patrons and others?
Definitely. That's a huge part of it. And that was one of our main goals with starting this. I think sometimes people feel like, oh, social media, I need to be doing a lot of marketing. But I think people have to watch that content and make sure that their main focus is building a sense of community and bringing patrons together and providing a place for people to talk about what's going on and feel comfortable. And it just kind of goes back to having a good mix of content so that they're not feeling like they're being inundated with sales advertisements or things like that, where it's more of a community than it is a place to post marketing ads.
Well, Becky, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just say if you haven't approached social media yet, just do it. If you're not sure where to begin, there are endless resources on the web to help you get started. You can take a look at your business or your farm, do some research, and decide which social media platform is best for you and your business or your farm. Get comfortable with your first platform of choice and then add others as you see fit and just go for it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Becky. Appreciate talking to you and spreading the gospel of social media and how it's being used in GrowMark and the FS system. Thank you very much.